Page 27, Section 4.
Okay. Now, as we've seen in the case of bribery, some unethical behavior can also be illegal. In such situations, employees must be aware of what is and is not acceptable behavior. Other ethically unacceptable behavior, while not illegal, may be offensive. Organizations have developed ways to help their employees cope with the many different cultural practices and beliefs. So first, in order to avoid confusion, Code of Ethics. An organization might clearly state in writing what types of behavior are and are not ethically acceptable in that particular organization. This so-called Code of Ethics can serve as a guideline to employees, eliminating much confusion over what specific types of behavior are and are not acceptable in that particular organization. A second way in which organizations promote ethically acceptable behavior is to encourage workers to report unethical behavior in their organizations. In the United States, many states have whistleblower laws. Whistleblower laws to prevent organizations from terminating or discriminating against employees who report unethical behaviors. Many organizations have toll-free numbers where employees can report unethical behavior anonymously, hence protecting their identity. A third way in which organizations deal with ethically important issues is to train employees to be aware of such concerns. In many organizations, this is part of the ongoing training of employees. Okay. Ongoing training in acceptable business practices. All right. For example, a firm that has a large international sales force might conduct how-to training sessions on shaking hands, exchanging business cards, right? Properly addressing men and women in other societies, and other ethically important issues that salespersons might encounter in their everyday jobs. The fourth and final method used in organizations that operate in multiple cultures is to think global and act local, okay? Using this approach, companies can incorporate many of the ideas and procedures that are useful in the rest of the world, while at the same time remaining sensitive to the values of the local culture, okay? Think global, act local, all right? Many large international companies use this approach to incorporate effective business practices used in other parts of the world, while at the same time retaining sensitivity to the ethical issues of the local country. Okay, that's it for today. Are there any questions?